The Klein Hands Mary Seton Room was full Thursday night with quite a diverse crowd. Kids to seniors, immigrants to lifelong Buffalo residents, all to see traditional Indonesian ensemble music.
Gamelan is a very unique form of music, percussion music mostly, from Java in Indonesia. So it's a very old art form.
That's Matt Dunning, who started the Buffalo Gamelan Club in 2016.
Our group has grown exponentially since we started 3 years ago, and we needed to evolve. So we have applied for and we received 501c3 nonprofit status as Nusantara Arts, Inc.
And with the group's new designation comes more opportunities.
Now we're going to be able to expand into programming, doing school programming, residencies at different universities. We can also do visual arts.
This includes Thursday night's four-hour Wai Yang performance, which combines gamelan music with shadow puppetry. Dunning was able to bring in guest artists like the show's puppet master, Darsono Hardira Harjo, who says these performances are much shorter in the United States.
In the Western audience, 2 hours is very long for them. So, yeah, normally we just do 2 hours. But this one is awesome because Matt is very dedicated to have a wayang longer than normal.
In Indonesia, performances are much, much longer.
We do all night, like from 9 p.m. to 4:30 in the morning.
Hardira Harjo stays busy during the entire performance, musically cueing the entire ensemble while telling a three-act story.
And I use all of my body to work. I use my foot to play, it's called kopra, the flat, metal flat, tak, 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 to keep the tempo. I use knocking sometimes, and I use both hands to manipulate the puppet. And I also sing and also do dialogue.
Negara sanat yang tumuki tanah sabrang, katangkang samyo tumungkut.
These concert settings are very informal. People walk around, eat and drink, change positions to view the puppeteering from different angles in the room. Drummer Heri Perwando, another guest artist, says in Indonesia, there's often a lot happening in the background.
It is a long time ago when I was a child in Java, we have like people doing some gambling thing.
The drum in this ensemble acts like a conductor who takes cues from the puppeteer.
The puppeteers give me cue with knocking, you know, knocking the box. Do-do-do-do-do-do, something like that. Then I will keep, what do you call, respond from the puppet. And then all the musicians is respond to me too.
While several guest artists led the way for this performance, the group's core was made up of 17 Buffalo residents, including Indonesian immigrant Risa Avanti. She's lived in the city since 2002 after moving from Jakarta, the Indonesian capital. She had no gamelan experience before joining the group 3 years ago.
We don't actually hear gamelan playing in Jakarta unless you go to another city. That's when the gamelan play, But hey, when you're here, anything about your country, it's excited you.
Avanti describes Buffalo as a melting pot and says gamelan exemplifies that.
When you listen to the music, it's kind of meditation, you know what I mean? It's really enchanting.
Gamelan now has roots here in Buffalo, and it looks like it has plenty of room to grow. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.